Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening. My name is Tanura, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era podcast. Today, I am joined by Yassi, who is an audio engineering student studying at SAE Institute. Thank you so much for coming on, Yassi.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, why don't you give us a short introduction about yourself?
Okay, so I'm Yassi, I'm 23. I recently actually moved to Dubai to join SAE. I come from the Netherlands and I'm an audio engineering student.
Amazing. So firstly, welcome to the UAE. I did not realize you were actually a full international student, so that's amazing. So I'm gonna head straight into it. My first question to you is, why did you choose audio engineering as your degree of study?
So actually, before I did audio engineering, I was studying business back in the Netherlands, and I think business, like doctor stuff, it's the first things that easiest things that first come up to your mind. You want like the arts and stuff is not the first thing that comes into your mind, but music was always something that I was passionate about, and I wanted to like do something with it. But you can never find something like these kind of arts like as your first option. And then I was like, it was Corona time, and I was kind of like done with being like and have a 9 to 5 work, done with business stuff, numbers and everything. And I was like, okay, you know, never mind. I'm gonna change. I'm gonna go abroad. I'm gonna do something that I'm passionate about. And I was lucky enough to find this degree in Dubai. And I applied and I got accepted. So I was very lucky for that.
So it's kind of like a transition from the boring 9 to 5 to the new flexible hybrid, getting around the place type of work, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what was that transition like being a business student, being, I like to say, which is a very research and textbook based field of study to something that's a lot more creative. So what was that transition like for you?
It was actually hard because not hard as in because the culture of UAE is also different than from Europe, of course.
Of course.
But there was also like change in my class because like I was in a normal class with everyone like having the same business-minded business-minded, and you come in a class with creative people. They are different, they think differently. So I was like, for me, it was like also a big change in that kind of space area.
So wow, that's actually one perspective I didn't really expect to hear, if I'm being honest. The whole idea of the different mindset, but it kind of does make sense as well. So realizing that change, like being surrounded by what used to be a group of business focused or business dedicated minds to something a lot more open minded and creative, especially in a country like the UAE, which is diverse in its different cultures and nationalities. What did you find for yourself to be one of the toughest adjustments in terms of when you came to the UAE to study?
So first it was COVID. So we still
Okay,
had
fair
the
point.
mask and the whole thing. But
Fair
I think
point.
that's not something very interesting. It was a trauma. But besides that, I think I don't know if I was lucky enough or unlucky enough, I was also the only girl in class. So that was also like a challenge.
Wow, fair. That's, I'll be fine. I like the, I wouldn't say it, but like, yeah, fair play. Wow.
It changed totally for me. It was like the mindset of people, creative business, and then only girl, and then coming to like from a place that has like few nationalities to everyone having another nationality. So these were kind of stuff, but was it hard for me? No, but it was something I was like, I had to be like, okay, I have to be more flexible about that. But I wouldn't say it was pretty hard because everyone was, their main thing was music or making art or learning about like how to make that. So I think because of that, we could have put our differences aside and worked together as a group or like personal projects or
Okay.
So it wasn't, it was fun actually.
But yeah, I'm still a bit stumped because a bit stumped in the sense like, you still made that transition from business to audio engineering, which is still, you know, I'm trying to like keep
Yeah, my
making that
dad
work.
wasn't happy about it.
Oh God, what was that conversation like? Okay, wow.
Oh my God. So my dad is a businessman. So when I did the business degree, he was the happiest man ever. He was like, "Yes, my girl, she's doing business. She's gonna make money." And I was like, "Okay." After I graduate, I did finish business. I graduated, and I was like, "Okay," but
Ah,
now I want to
okay.
do like, yeah. I didn't. I finished it though, so I am smart, I think.
I'm oh, okay. Well,
But.
I feel bad now that that entire statement made.
And then he was like, okay, but why? And my mom was very supportive. She was like, I saw this coming. So my mom and dad had some talks, and I, of course, I did some talks too. But I want to say he didn't support me, but he was surprised, I think. So he was like, how did that happen? And it was something that I'd never mentioned. And he was like, oh, okay, it's fine. And now he's okay with it. Like he doesn't he wasn't inter he was more interested when I was doing business, of course, but he's still supportive. So I'm also lucky in that area.
That's nice. That's really nice to hear as well.
Yeah.
So moving to obviously now being in SA, being a student, what specifically about audio engineering interested you? Because we got the whole coming to the creative side, you know, switching away from the boring 9 to 5, but why audio engineering specifically compared to everything else that was available to you?
I think because it's you can choose a lot from audio engineering because you can do post-production, you can be in the studio, so you can work on films like soundtracks for films or sound designs, or you can be in a studio and make your own song. So it's a very broad degree. And I think that was something that I was interested in because you can like choose whatever you want after finishing it. So you can work in a radio station, you can work on a movie, or you can work on your own project. So, and working in a studio, that was a dream of mine. And when I got to SA, they showed me the different studios that we would have worked in, and I was like sold. I
Fair
was like, I'm
enough.
applying. I'm applying. Yeah.
Fair. But that's fair. Like there's basically no limitation, which is in a way one of the coolest things about studying something in a creative aspect. Like the limitation is basically
Yeah,
down to like your mind and your dreams. So
exactly.
I'm assuming you're currently in your final year at SAE, correct?
Yes,
Yeah, so firstly, congrats. Good luck for your final year as well.
thank you, thank
And
you.
so over the last 3 years where you've been involved in audio engineering, focusing in that background, what are some of the key things that you learned throughout your time studying the art? And what are some things that you did not expect to gain a new talent in, for example, or to improve in?
So I always enjoy listening to music. I think my neighbors hate me because I wake up with music, I sleep with music, I do
Oh
everything
God.
with music. So the thing was, I was thinking, yeah, I can hear everything in a song and I can hear the mistakes in a song or this and that. And I was wrong when I was so wrong when I joined SA and you listen. Like you learn about music and you learn about the keys and the notes and everything. It's like, oh damn, you don't know anything actually. I mean, for me as I don't have any musical background. As I said, business 9 to 5,
Of
boring.
course,
And then
fair
you come
enough.
to this. Yeah. So it was like, I was like, oh, I was wrong. I thought I knew something, but I was very wrong. And now, when I listen to music, you become more critical of listening to songs. Like you want to be like, oh, this is this effect, or this is this note, or I know what effect does he use, or I know what this and that. So, I think that aspect was something I was like, it doesn't ruin a song anymore, but like you listen to it way more differently than I used to do before I
Yeah,
joined
it kind of
the audio engineering.
sounds like a lot of like you know like how a lot of people are. Well, I d don't take this the wrong way because I do know it's still a very you know a weird a analogy that I'm getting, but it's kind of like when people go like people watch movies and they're so into movies that they read on the different backgrounds of movies if they're adapted from old books as well. And then they go see it, they're like, oh, this is nothing like the book. It's like you're taking a very analytical, in an analytical way, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, I mean you're 100% right. I think like I agree with you. It's like you kind of ruin it for yourself, but at the same time it's so fun. If you love it, you're passionate about it. So it has also a con to it, I think.
Like it's like a push and pull basically. Like you still
Exactly.
enjoy watching it, but then you can't just help but notice certain parts about it.
Exactly.
Like
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better.
I think the best one was, have you seen the film? I mean, this is not from a music side, it's from a movie side. Have you seen the film Oppenheimer?
Of course,
Okay.
definitely.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. But like, have you seen on social media where some of like those heavy like analytical people are like, oh, back then the United States flag did not have 50 stars and they used that 50
Oh
star
my God,
over
yes.
here. That's kind of
Yes,
one of
I
the things
know.
like I did not pluck. Like I was like, oh God, like why are you focusing on it? But I can kind
Exactly.
of understand it as well.
I get it. It's like, why you gotta ruin it? Because I was like, this is the best movie I've seen in a while, and I enjoyed it so much. And then later, actually a few days ago, I heard something about that he was speaking German, but he has supposed to be speaking Dutch. And I was like, come on, man. It's not based on true. It's like it's not the
Yeah,
actual event it's based on. So give the man a break. He made a great movie.
like if you want to see something pure, go watch an actual like voiced over documentary, like places
Go
like
watch
NASA.
YouTube
Watch YouTube videos, exactly. Like one of those two. Don't
videos.
ruin the experience for everyone else. But
Exactly. And who has the time to count the stars on the flag?
yeah, that was probably the weirdest thing for me. Like at that time, there wasn't any. I don't remember Oppenheimer being released on DVD or on streaming the same time it came out on cinema. So, how could a
Yeah.
person like spend their time like that? But you
On an
know what?
IMAX screen.
Yeah, whoever has that much time and that much cash laying around, fair play to them.
Congratulations, you ruined it for everyone.
Wow. So, obviously, looking at things from an analytical spectrum, for your case being in audio and music, might also from, I feel like also, like you said, it has its benefits, it has its drawbacks. But for you, let's say, like for a person like you that's already been studying for the last 3 years, you're able to like constantly understand the music. I like to, I'm gonna assume that you can understand the music. And let's say, like, your favorite artist drops an album, drops music. And then you listen to it and then you hear those things. Like I know we already just talked about like how there is the drawbacks, but is there sometimes that feeling that you just wish like, oh, I wish I didn't learn this. I wish I could just still, you know, enjoy it 100% of the way instead of thinking in that mindset. How does that contradiction play in your mind, especially?
That's a good question. I mean, I try to ignore it, honestly. It's not something like after maybe a few listens, sorry, after a few listens, you will be like, oh, I can hear it. Or I'm not saying I'm a professional. Like maybe my other classmates will hear it more than I am do. But I think like I try to ignore it because I still want to enjoy it, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, like for example, I don't know, have you seen The Idol?
The Idol.
The weekend,
Yeah,
yeah,
the Idol,
the
yes. Yeah, I have, of course.
so there has been like some people are saying like the weekend's acting and everything, and the weekend is like one of my favorite artists at the moment, and I'm like he in my perspective he did like okay like for his first time acting and everything, and I'm just like and people are like yeah, this is not good, this is not good. I'm like I'm ignoring it. I'm like I can't defend the man
Fair enough.
about.
Fair enough.
But he did a good job in my opinion. So it's like you have to be critical about it, but you still have to have fun, I think. So I always like try to not be running away from it or ignoring it, but like not always like you know when you go from work and you come home from work, you leave work behind, right?
Exactly.
So I do that. I think like when I'm listening to music, I like sometimes I'm like, oh, this is nice, and I can use that for my not next project, but not all the time. I just like sometimes like listen to it and enjoy the music itself.
basically try and make a block between the two. That's a very positive
Yeah.
way of taking it as well. A very healthy way of taking it, I think, because one thing I've realized, I've spoken to a lot of friends, or even a lot of friends of mine that are studying in media, so in film production, for example. One of the things I realize a lot about them is that when they try to put their mess, they try to put their message across while also sticking to a guideline, which is something I realized, which is major in the creative field. So one thing I want to ask you is that being a creative degree, obviously, I'm pretty sure that one of the main goals is to get your idea and your message across, correct?
Right, definitely.
Yeah. So, and obviously, while trying to do that, you're obviously going to be working in bigger teams, for example, depending on what the project is. And then everyone might have a different idea, regardless of you guys trying to get the same thing across. So, for you, being a creative individual, working in a major team or big teams, what is it like trying to balance out the different ideas and thought process of different people and creating one piece? So how does that work in a creative space?
That's a struggle till this day, to be honest.
Really?
Because honestly, I think it is. I mean, I don't speak for all of the creative people, but for me, it's like I'm like currently working on some project myself with my classmates, and so even like we have different backgrounds and different music tastes, and like for example, I'm more into R&B hip hop, and the other one is into drill rap, and the other one is into classic music. Like, how do you expect
Whoa.
these kind of three people work together?
That's like three different extremes. Oh, wow.
So, and you want to be like your opinion is valid or your thinking is valid too, but like you might dislike it. So sometimes like you have to put your differences aside, I think. And honestly, sometimes it's hard, but sometimes it works for the best. Like, I'm very a perfectionist person, so when it comes to like a project, I want to have it my way because I think that's the best way. But
Fair enough.
sometimes like if it's like two against one, then you have to let it go, you know? So I had that sometimes, or I let it go and the project went well. It went even better than I thought it would. So sometimes it could go wrong also, don't mind me, but yeah,
Of
sometimes you
course.
can't. Yeah, I think you have to let it go to work with people because, like, yeah, otherwise you have to or find a new group or you can't even work in this industry anymore because it's gonna be like always teamwork and always you're not solo. You always have to have some kind of other creatives helping you. So you got to be a little bit flexible in that. And I'm
I
learning that
see.
still. It's a struggle, but it's a learning process.
Okay, I see. So
Yeah.
that's kind of like, I'm still sorry if I'm sounding a bit like jittery, because I'm still shocked by the fact that there was a team comprising of R&B, drill rap, and classics. That's like if The Weeknd collaborated with Eazy-E at his peak with a bass drop by Mozart or Beethoven. Like, I'm
Imagine
just in.
that.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine. I mean, with the power of AI, I could probably ask it to make me something like that as well. But
At least AI can make something, I think.
yeah, but talking about that, that's another like topic that I've always seen being brought up is AI. So I do know that
Oh,
I like to think that in the creative world that there is a lot of technology, there's a lot of software that goes into creating anything, whether it's something business oriented or whether it's something creative oriented. But I think you can also agree, and you've witnessed that AI is kind of getting out of hand, where you can literally ask
correct.
the combination I gave and it would create
Yeah.
something, which is kind of crazy itself. So something I want
Yeah.
to ask you is, what do you think the role of AI should be in music, and whether how it's currently moving or how it's currently being created, it might actually wipe out the sphere of the of creative industry for a while as well. So what do you think about that?
I think AI needs to stop because it's taking my job almost.
No.
Oh no, when AI went like on the news and like some things went viral and stuff, like I remember in class, like one of our one of our teachers were like, "So you're studying for nothing, basically," and we're like, "Shit!" And
Oh, damn.
so no, it's the thing is, honestly, we are not allowed to use AI, obviously, but we do have some software that can make our jobs easier, and that's a good thing. But like, it also, I think, it ruins it again. Because like for my honest last project, I am using it. It's a software that has AI in it.
Oh, okay.
So we are using it at this point actually already. But does it make the work easy? It does. But does it make us lazier? It does also. But yeah, it's a hard question actually, because like we are using it now. But I think if like in some way it can be also dangerous like for in the future, because like I don't know if you have seen it. Ariana Grande can sing Arabic right now.
Wait, what?
we can't Arabic. Ariana Grande, they
Yeah.
put AI on it and she
Oh,
can
wait.
sing in Arabic.
Oh, I'm gonna search that up afterwards. I need to see this.
So yeah, that's the thing, because you're like, okay, I'm gonna get Ariana Grande and stuff, and then produce, and people make money out of it already. So
Wow.
it's gonna be a challenge. Like it has to be controlled. If it's gonna be controlled, then it's fine. But if it gets out of hand, then like everyone can be a producer. Everyone can make their own Grammy music, like even better. Like they can make it in maybe half an hour, even less,
It's
and we
kind
are in the
of like
studio for
saying,
like
where's the
months.
line? It's kind of like saying, where's the line drawn at this point?
Exactly. Yeah, I think yeah. Because we're using it right now. I'm not saying it's AI, but it's like AI operated.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah. It's a dangerous thing, I think, in my
Yeah.
opinion. But we
And
will see what it brings.
no, and if you think about it as well, right? I like to think like I disagree with me on this, but I like to think that currently how AI is being made, how it was being attempted to be made originally, was kind of a good thing, you know, made as an assistant, as a tool. But like, imagine it actually builds into something where you just need one person to like run an entire recording studio. You don't even need an artist to anyone. You just need one person's voice and you can like create a song out of it. That's the scariest part for me.
Yeah, like I'm studying for 2 3 years and software does that in 5 minutes, then what am I doing here?
That's a very scary thought. So
Yeah.
knowing, like, obviously knowing that AI does have that potential, right? Now, knowing AI does have that potential, and let's just think of it in a way like you might end up at one point competing against AI. What is something that you feel that humans or people like yourself as creative individuals specifically may have that can that has a step over AI when it comes to the field of creativity?
I think, as you said, AI is an assistant. So an AI can help us, but I think people's mind, like thinking out of the box and being creative, is always gonna have advantage in this story. So I think like real creative individuals, artistic people can make a better. Or is it a song, or it's a movie, or a design, or whatever. I think an AI is taught by humans. So, and I think humans are a step further. If we don't, we don't have to be lazy though. Like some people are using AI like daily basis already, and I'm like, don't do it. This is like, don't. And
Fair.
if I think creative people, their artistic minds and thinking out of the box and being out of the norm can help them to be better than an AI.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, I think that's.
So it's still that human factor of like emotion that kind of puts us ahead of AI right now, I'm guessing, right?
Agreed.
Wow, that's also something like I know it sounds weird for mine, but it's also something I don't realize. But now that you say it, it makes sense. Because I'll say this: I have used ChatGPT before as a business student, and one
Busted.
thing, but one thing I have realized is that It doesn't give you one-sided answers, any form of AI. It always gives you that basic round-the-clock idea, not something specific that you may ask for. So I'm guessing
Right,
in a
right.
creative side, if you don't have that plus the two sides of a coin, you're not gonna succeed, I'd like to say, right?
No, I think you can use it as an tool, as in like give you a creative mind, but then think out of the box and expand that idea, and you have a better product than AI.
Fair. And one final question I have for you just before we end the episode is, in being an audio engineer, obviously, like you said, like there is no limitation to it. For you as an audio engineer, and for anyone else that's prospective to becoming an audio engineer, what do you feel is the most important quality or the most important mindset you need to have whenever you enter that recording room or when you enter that work mode? What's the most important quality that you should have in your mind?
So again, audio is a very broad degree or subject. So I think if you are passionate about the audio, as in like whatever it is, or it's in po post-production or whatever, passionate about it, be passionate about it, because you have to learn the basics, or you already know the basics, and that's going to be boring. Like I remember the first
Fair.
classes, I had some math and physics. Who would have thought? And
What?
yeah, we had to learn about like the sound and like how sound is created and everything. So if you are not passionate about it, that's going to be boring and you're going to drop out immediately. So I think passionate about and have some musical background. It doesn't necessarily have to be like you have to learn an instrument, because I don't, but music literally, like it's literally always on, and I'm always into like what's happening now and this and that. So passionate, being creative, if you have that thing and you also have that, and I think 9 to 5 jobs, it's not something bad. It's some people are, it's fine with it. Like it wasn't necessarily something for me, because
Of
I did
course.
it and it wasn't for me. But I don't mind like sitting from 9 to 5 or 9 to 9 and in a studio, you know, it's even more hours. But
Yeah.
I think the passion has to be there, the creativity has to be there, like a support system has to be there to also like support you. So yeah, I think the passion is the most important part, because it's a hard industry, and it's a compatible industry. Like for example, we are on a class right now, we are helping each other out, but at the end of the day, we want to get to the higher leagues, and we never know
Course.
who's going to be there. At the same time, we are competing, but we are also helping each other, and that's kind of weird, you know? It's like who's better, but at the same time, we are helping each other.
It's like you guys pull in the best skill of each person, but then for the final result, do you guys want to make sure that it's you guys, that you're yourself that stands out?
Exactly. So, and that's the thing. It's kind of hard, but also very beautiful, because for me, the money is good in this degree and this field, but at the end of the day, I think the art that I'm gonna create, the music that I'm gonna create, I'm not a singer. I just want to like work with my favorite artists, or like make
Of course.
people like become famous or whatever. That's like something I love to achieve, like at the
So, like
end.
being part of the
So
journey with someone, right?
yeah, and also like changing people's life, not necessarily with money or anything, but like I know for sure everyone has that one song or that one artist that brings them back to good memories or even sad memories, and I think that's beautiful, and I really want to do that, like be like, oh, this song, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, this was produced by Yossi, you know, but like when imagine if you're like hearing a song and someone says, oh, that song is good, that brings me back like when I was in high school, and you'll be like, oh, I produced that song, and I don't know, that feeling will be amazing, I think. And that's like one of my goals to actually achieve with this. So yeah, passionate, be passionate about what you're doing.
Fair enough. So with that being said, we are running out of time for this episode. So Yasi, just before we close, I have one final question. That is, if you could give me one music, like knowing that you're a fan of music, one musical performance, or a combination of, let's say, three different artists to create a song. In your mind, which three artists should collab to make a song in the near future? Let's hear it.
Oh my God. Okay, so I think I don't want to get canceled, but The Weeknd,
Okay.
Zayn and Rihanna.
The Weeknd, Zayn, and Rihanna.
Yeah, the vocalists.
That, I don't know why you think you get canceled. In my head, that actually sounds like a very, like, that sounds like a sick combo. What the heck? Why do you think you get canceled?
I don't know. People will be like, how can you compare them with each other? I'm like, I don't know. I think that those are my favorite artists. I think they're
I
great.
mean,
Like, their genres go well together. So I think,
yeah, I mean, no, I do
yeah.
get that, like, they're three different, like, extremes, but that's a deep, that's a strong combo. Wow. I think you should add.
Please make one.
Don't hate me, and everyone else listening, don't hate me for saying this, but you should probably put that onto AI and see what it creates.
Yeah, sure. I don't have AI,
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, so
I will
that
DM
means.
them right now.
Brilliant. That's going to be your first, the first compilation work for your work as an audio engineer.
Amen. We're going
So
for
yeah,
that.
with that being said, that is the end of this episode. Yassi, thank you so much for coming on. I really do hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone else, please make sure to leave a comment on this episode if you guys want to say anything about the episode. And make sure to check out Yassi on our Instagram page, where her post will be available at Students Era on Instagram. And with that being said, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you for the next episode of the Students Era podcast. Thank you, and have a great day or evening ahead.